Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. It's so great to have you along with us today. I'm Ann Baldwin, one of the hosts of the show.
And I'm Lisa Nkinoki, feeling fine this fall day.
That's right, looking fine and a year older. Let's hear it for Lisa,
yes.
Who just celebrated the big 6-0.
60, yay!
Woo. I'm ahead of you, baby. I'm ahead of you, but that's okay. It's all good, right? And you look beautiful. You know, our guest today would be so proud of you, Debbie, if you were in studio, and we'll talk about why you're not. But if you could see the fashion sense that Lisa's got going on today, she's got on a really pretty brown suede shirt with a matching
suede.
You called it a Ted Clampett hat, but I think it's a little more
Ellie Mae, you know, I love the Beverly Hillbillies. So.
Yeah, very fashionable.
Very sweet. Love a good hat.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Thank you. And it's fall, so we want to be fabulous. So we're here to talk to you about everything that's good about wellness and what's going on with these challenges.
That's right. But first, before we get to that, I want to mention that. Tell us where you're at right now. What does it look like around you, Debbie Ray?
Well, I am currently, if you want to know, specifically standing between two dumpsters to try to find a nice quiet spot to chat with you ladies. So there's a visual for today.
Innovation.
That's because Debbie's out at the Big E, right? You've been out there since the Big E began, and you'll be out there again this weekend, right? Tell us if folks want to come say hi, what are you doing out there?
Well, we have our chocolate moonshine. My husband, we're distributors for this beautiful Belgian chocolate line of decadent desserts and little treats. And we have a booth in the Better Living Center and one in the Young Building.
Wow. How's that going?
It's great. This year, it's been just so refreshing. You know, record crowds. Everyone's so happy. And, you know, it's just fall. Everyone's enjoying this gorgeous weather. So it's been a true gift and a pleasure to be here and meet all these people.
Wow. Have you been, Lisa?
I have not been yet, but hearing about these decadent desserts, I'm wondering if she's in between those dumpsters having some decadent desserts.
I wonder. Well, let's hope she's not having any moonshine.
That's right.
Because Debbie is in the midst of a challenge. And, you know, Debbie's been on the show before, and it's so great to have you back. And I look at your pictures and I look at your social media, Debbie, and, you know, as I always say, it all looks good on Facebook.
That's
right. But, I mean, you just truly, I've known you a long time, but you look so healthy and you look so happy. And I think that's really what it's all about. So talk to our listeners today about what you're up to now.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ann. And it really is something, you know, I turned 55 this year and I really, you know, became a functional health coach during COVID because health and wellness has always been a passion. And, you know, I think I've just gone through those phases and with my girlfriends and through the wonderful chapters of womanhood, trying to understand our bodies has really just become an interest of mine and a fascination just to kind of figure out what my own body was shifting through during, you know, this time in our lives. And as a result, you know, I've always been someone who's been healthy, or I would quote unquote thought I was healthy until I really started to make, you know, changes like you hear about, you know, switching to whole foods and recognizing where there are all these added sugars, where you think you're eating healthy, but maybe you're really not, because, you know, marketing and the way foods are presented to us now, it's really hard and challenging to navigate, like, what's really real out there and what is really good for me and what supplements do I need? So I've just been on this journey of really understanding my own personal medicine, you know, my own personal health. Meaning I go to a couple of different types of doctors. I look at my blood work. I track my sleep. You know, we're living during a time where there's all this technology, so you can really understand like what's happening with your body. So as a result, I've just continued to make different choices. I've measured the impact and I do feel better than ever. My health is optimized. I've seen blood pressure go down. I've seen all kinds of stats improve. I'm at a healthy weight. Like, this stuff really does work, but trying to navigate it is really what I love doing for my community and people that I serve.
Okay, I'm trying to catch up on the
blood
pressure and all the stuff. I mean, are you looking at your data every day? I'm almost exhausted thinking about if we were tracking ourselves, When do we have time to do that?
Well, I don't have these screens up every day. No, I just
Oh, but it sounds like you're pretty close. You seem to be on top of it. So why don't you talk to us about, like, realistically, because also you don't want to become so, in my opinion, you don't want to become so obsessed that we lose our natural rhythm of what really is happening. How can we have... how can we have some... You know, be proactive, but then not be too crazy about and too obsessed about, you know, where we need to go. I think it's just like anything. We have to do it in moderation and figure it out from there. So give us some things that we could do. Say, for example, when you're talking about the sleep, the importance of sleep, different hours depending on your age. How do you track your sleep? And what do you do in terms of, like, I know I'm supposed to turn the TV off at night, but sometimes I'm too tired. Push the remote.
No, Lisa, that's so true. And it's such a valid point that, you know, you don't want to get, you know, too much data can be too much data, right? So the way that I approach it is, for people who really want to understand, like, what's going on, there are all kinds of trackable devices right now that you can choose to wear on your wrist like you would a watch, whether it's a Fitbit, or I wear a little band called a Whoop, W-H-O-O-P, but there are rings you can wear. And these types of devices are super easy. You just wear them like you would a watch, and you download an app, and they just track your sleep, they track your resting heart rate, like some of the basic just high points of good health. So that way you just wake up in the morning, you kind of look how you slept the night before, and you just look for patterns, right? So when I know we're going to get into this 30-day no alcohol challenge, but every night that I would have my wine, I would see a spike in my resting heart rate, you know, and you just start noticing, like, oh, I stayed up too late the night before. Oh, you know, the dog kept coming in. I really didn't have a restful sleep. Oh, yeah, I kind of see how that impacted me. So you just start to recognize, like, what behaviors are impacting the quality of our sleep, for example. And, I mean, really, optimal sleep is critical for brain health and overall health in general. So it's really much easier, and we're living during a time where this information is easy to get without much effort.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I've been seeing the commercials on television for the new Apple Watch, which will track when you're ovulating.
We don't need that right now.
No, we don't need that. Those days are over. Those days are over. But, I mean, how interesting. It's just amazing to me how far technology has really come. And I'm interested in that new Apple Watch, though, for the sleep piece of that, because I really wonder how much sleep I actually do get. Okay, so let's get on to the alcohol part, my favorite thing to talk about and my least favorite thing to do. So where did this come from? You talked about a glass of wine at night. You found that things were different. You know, it's interesting. I have, in my own research, figured out if I eat popcorn and or chocolate before I go to bed is when I have severe, really serious nightmares.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what is it? And then I said, it's got to be, it's the popcorn. So anyway.
So what is it in the popcorn, you think?
I think it's harder to digest, I think.
Yes.
Because it's a kernel. Okay. And so I think that's probably the reason. That's just my own opinion.
Yeah.
But needless to say, I'm not eating much popcorn before I go to bed, because life is a nightmare. I don't need to have them. Okay, Deb, talk about this challenge. How's it going? You're in day 14,
I love that.
Right?
Day 14, so it kind of all started. I was on, you know, I've always known, you know, it's sort of like that piece. I've always, you know, like many of us with the habits that we sort of say to ourselves, that's probably not the best thing, but I'm fine. You know, and then you justify, and it's always been a ritual for my husband and I, you know, when things are done, the laptop finally closes, you pour a glass of wine, he has a beer, you sit back, you relax, you chat. It's all good, right? And it's all moderate, so it's all fine. Until I started to see how it was impacting, but I still wasn't quite ready to give it up. And lo and behold, I was on a call last week, and I was with some different peers of mine in the health coaching world. And one of the gentlemen in my group had just completed this 30-day no alcohol challenge. And you literally, it is that website, 30daynoalcoholchallenge.com. The gentleman, James, puts out a program that if you want to sign up, it sort of holds you accountable. He sends you videos every day, kind of talks to you about what you might experience, like craving sweets and just different things. And so I mentioned it to two other friends of mine who I know also, you know, were curious, like, I wonder what our health would look like, you know, on these devices that we look at every day. Like, I wonder what impact it would have. Let's just kind of experiment. So after hearing about it, three of us decided to do it. And I mean, it's amazing what I already am experiencing after 14 days.
So tell us, what kind of things are you experiencing? Because that's what I'm curious. And is this something just for the 30 days? Because after your health nut, like you seem you're on top of it, I can't imagine you want it to go the opposite way after 30 days. So tell us, what are some of the things? I'm curious.
That's the thing. Well, more focus, better sleep. And interestingly enough, like I, you know, love my fitness, and I've been recently working with a trainer because as we get older, you know, having muscle, you know, you read about is certainly very important, right? We want to build that muscle. So he kept saying, you know, your body fat, all these different things, you're building more muscle. Nothing was budging. And interestingly enough, now day 14, my body composition numbers, it's as if something has just released. And now I'm really truly getting the result that I'm working so hard to try to, you know, get at the gym and all these other things you're doing, and really recognizing that that alcohol really is preventing you from seeing the true benefits of some of the work that you might be doing to be healthy and get stronger. So my body fat has gone down. My sleep has increased. I don't wake up in the middle of the night anymore, which I thought had to do with menopause. Guess what? Not so much. It's in the quality, my REM and the deep sleep stages that are so critical in your body recovering and your brain washing. All those numbers have increased.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's good that, you know, you're seeing that kind of a result. Not that you had it. Lisa and I, if you could have seen us in the studio, we were both flapping our chicken arms.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm like, I was struggling to get up the stairs a little while ago.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Debbie Wright. And Debbie, we want to make sure, if you want information, she is a ADAPT certified functional health coach, style director for Lug and Lifestyle. And you've probably recognized her because she has been and continues to be on Great Day Connecticut on WFSB a lot. And we want to give out her website too. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.com. DebbieAllenWright.com. We'll give that out again if you didn't have a pen at the end of the show. Well, that's fantastic, Debbie, that you have done that and you're encouraging other people to do it. And I think this is especially, I know for me, an important time to really focus on, because I think I get that seasonal depression.
Yes.
You know, once we set those clocks back.
That's
you know,
I was going to say. That's when you get the blues.
Oh, my God. Like, I want to go to bed at 6 o'clock,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I said, I've already determined that Bill and I are going to make that lifestyle change. You know, come setting the clocks back. I said, we are going to the gym at 5:30 three nights a week, or I will be in bed, and then that's that. So you got to do something. Yeah. You got to make a plan.
Yeah, you really do.
You do. And I think by, you know, having that plan and setting the stage and having him do it with you, right? Mm-hmm. It's always nice when you're on board with friends or your partners that you just say, you know, here's the activity we're going to put in place of whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all it takes is to start. It's one small step. Like, just hearing about the 30-day challenge, the thing I think is so interesting now that I reflect back with just even the three of the friends that the two other friends that are doing it with me, we've always known it, but like, what did it really take for us to be willing to not have alcohol for 30 days? And, you know, I think it's just, you know, how they say, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think these are things that are always circulating around us. And it's just that something that at some point just resonates and you say, you know what, I'm ready. I'm going to do this. I'm going to commit. And then your life is forever changed.
Well,
it just takes one small step.
Let's talk about, though, I'm sure, and maybe you didn't have it, but did any of your friends have any challenges where maybe you weren't thinking alcohol was even an issue, but maybe when you're going somewhere, people are either always offering you something or making you feel like, you know, you need to participate. You know, I'm just curious if there have been any challenges, because I think it sounds easy enough to commit, but not everybody is able to just go ahead and do it. And maybe they mean well, but there are other struggles. So can you talk a little bit about that? Has that come up? Because I think we need to be fair to people who just can't make it. We don't want to make them feel like they're a failure because they can't make it 30 days.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've talked a lot about this. And one of my friends, Susan, like, she goes camping every weekend. So what's one of the big things around the campfire, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
And that's where she would work out all week long. She's my workout partner. We'd have a great week, eating great the whole 9 hours, and every weekend, just everything's out the window, right? So she did a huge, and she's so proud of herself, a huge shift where I think the word challenge, and it just depends, everyone's different. But for the three of us, that word challenge, like, we got this for 30 days, like, we're committed. It's a challenge, right? And not everyone's motivated by that word,
right?
But for the three of us, it happened to resonate. She got through her last weekend, holiday week, or the recent weekend, and she just drank. She had her alternative. She brought, you know, no alcohol seltzer. She just drank those by the fire. And she said, you know, it was difficult, but she had her plan in place. She needed something. Mm-hmm. So she replaced her normally vodka drinks with a non-alcoholic seltzer. Everyone else had theirs. She made it through. And I think that feeling of accomplishment and just self-pride that you feel after just like 2 days, and we have a support group, right? So we're texting each other. All right, guys, we're in these situations. Like, we got this. Like, think about how you're going to feel tomorrow morning when you make it through tonight. And, you know, lo and behold, you start changing your association. Like, sitting by that campfire doesn't have to mean you drink to whatever degree.
Right.
It doesn't mean you drink at all.
Right.
You just start changing.
You do. And Lisa, you brought up a good point, because as somebody who's in recovery now for, you know, from alcohol for 12 years, that is one of the biggest challenges,
right,
is the peer pressure.
Right.
And
yeah,
I think it's gotten a lot better. I find when I go out to events, I find a lot more people that don't drink now. It's really interesting to me. But what I also do, and one of my coping mechanisms, is that I'll either take like a Sprite with a lemon or a lime in it, or a seltzer water. And then there is none of that, hey, let me buy you a drink. Why aren't you drinking?
Right.
You know, people just leave you alone. And so for your friend to do that, because I know as a person who loves camping and used to love to drink by the campfire, that is a hard place, and everybody has their triggers,
right?
Their spots where you know, whether
it's
a birthday party or a family event or whatever. So that is a great coping mechanism. Nobody needs to know what's in your glass.
Right.
Exactly. And then you just start changing the messaging, right? Where before, you're programmed to say, oh, the campfire, that's where we drink and we have a good time and that's just what we do. But then you start, you know, realizing, like, wait, is my health more important to me now at this stage? Like, why am I really making these choices? You know, and you just get more mindful and more present when you do things like this challenge, right? You just start questioning and wondering, and sometimes you come out and with the answers that, you know, you're thinking to yourself, why am I even, this doesn't make any sense with the goals I have for myself, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I just don't know how you're doing it, though, out at the Big E selling moonshine.
That's right.
And not eating at least, you know, a fried Oreo.
That's
or
right.
My favorite corn fritters. I mean, how are you able to, you know, stay away from all those things and the smells and the temptations around you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we all deserve treats every now and again. So let me start out with that. So if the Big E is something that you look forward to.
She's giving us some little hint that maybe there's a little slip of the bandwagon.
No, I did not slip off the bandwagon, but I'm not opposed to, you know, the donuts, the mini donuts and the treats, that, you know, because when, you know, you're on this path to greater health and, you know, you try to do all the best things for your body, you know, your body's going to know what to do when you go off a little bit, right? Your body will take care of it, get rid of it. It's fine. But for me, you know, I've been at this for so long, and, you know, my vision and my goal is to, God willing, you know, live disease free and live a long time. And I'm so connected to that goal. And I know how important it is to eat the best foods that I'm so connected to it. And I don't ever feel like I'm denying myself, because there's so many really delicious foods out there that are really good for us. So I just keep, you know, finding those and enjoying food, and I never feel like I'm in the mindset that I'm denying myself anything. I just enjoy feeling good, and therefore I make, you know, the choices I make. So it's just kind of just second nature.
And it becomes that. Well, I think we all know, right, Lisa and Debbie? We all know those people. Like, I've got a few of those friends where they're on this health kick to the point where it's annoying. Like, I don't even want to have them over for dinner. They'll ask, what are we having? You know, to the point of, we're having salmon. Well, is it farm fred or out of the water? I'm like, what are you even asking me? I don't know. It's freaking salmon. It's a fish. That's all I can tell you. So, you know, you can also make it where it's not fun. And it sounds like you're still keeping the enjoyment,
right,
you know, into the lifestyle. And that's also very important because nobody wants to be around you if you're a freak about
it. Right. Exactly. So as you mentioned, like with the social cues, you know, for drinking and all that, I mean, the reality is, you know, no one's going to judge you. You're still there having fun. And if they are judging you, they're not your friends, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're not sitting off in the corner because you're sipping your water instead of having your beer or whatever it is. Like, you know, you just participate at the highest level because you're feeling better than ever. And you just realize that by, you know, treating your body poorly, not getting out to move, you know, getting too caught up in those habits that, you know, we've all been guilty of all these years. I think what's interesting is so many of us don't even realize like what feeling good even feels like because we've felt a certain way for so many years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, I know what not being hungover feels like now.
Yeah.
You know, and right? I'll go to like a wedding or I'll go to a party or whatever. And I just see people getting just stupid drunk. Right. And I'll say to myself, I pity them in the morning because I know how that feels. And it's not a good feeling. And once you get that under your belt, I don't miss it. But I will tell people, too. I mean, everybody's different, but I don't dance as well now as I did when I was drinking. Yeah. There's a few other things that might have taken a little bit of a step back, but you have to learn how to have fun and just be you, to your point, Debbie. You really, really do. Well, we want to give out Debbie's website again. It is Debbie Allen Wright, DebbieAllenWright.com. You'll be so proud of me, Debbie. I'm having a little trouble walking right now because I just went up and downstairs. I switched out my summer to my fall or my fall to my from my summer, whatever. And I must have... I must have gotten rid of at least 3-4 huge like clothing racks of clothes.
Wow. Oh, how did that feel? That must feel goodness.
It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. When I tell you, I still had suits that I wore when I worked at Channel 30, and that's been 23 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
I swear to God, I was thinking, I'm like, but maybe I can save them for Halloween. You know?
And that must feel so good that you got rid of all of
it
that.
It did, but I couldn't do it alone. I really had to get some mental support and some people there just to say, let it go. Donate, whatever. Yep. So this is great advice. That's so, Lisa, based on our conversation with Debbie, what are you going to change when you leave here?
Wow. Well, what I was thinking of is my biggest vice is soda. So I'm thinking 30-day no soda.
Really?
Oh, I'm a soda nut. I know alcohol. Soda is it. I've switched soda for Kool-Aid or lemonade, but... still too much sugar because that's what really gets in our bones and the arthritis and the, you know, ailments. So that part I'm looking and I'm thinking that, but I'm still mindful because it doesn't matter whether it's soda, whether it's alcohol, it impacts you in different ways. And I think that's what we have to be mindful and conscious of.
Right.
So I don't think it's about judging one being better than the other. It's they all impact us. And how does it help us for longevity in terms of what we want to do? Because I know coming up those stairs today, I was crying.
Well, you know, Debbie, you've got to come up 3 flights of stairs to get to the radio studio here.
Yes.
And in the beginning, I'm like, we could take an elevator, but we don't. So it's like, what in
good
the hell
for
did
you.
I, yeah, what in the hell did I do? You know, taking an office on the 3rd floor. But I can see a difference, you know, since I've been doing it now for a couple of years. There's a notable difference.
Yeah.
But and to your point too, Debbie, where you've got Brian to be a partner in this with you, if you've got somebody there that can help support you, whether it's a support friend group, whatever it might be, if you can all kind of agree, maybe your grandson who's in the studio with us
today,
you should see this good looking young man. Yes, he's in the house. He's in the house today. Lisa's such a wonderful grandmother, and she exposes her grandkids to so many wonderful experiences. I'm not sure this is one of them. So, Debbie, where can we find you and Brian and that moonshine out at the Big E?
Yeah, so we're in the Better Living building as well as the Young building.
Okay. Well, hopefully the traffic's going to die down a little bit. I mean, I know I've headed, you know, towards Springfield the last couple of weeks and it's just been jammed. But, you know, they say it moves quickly and you can go off hours and it's worth the wait. So if you're going out to the Big E, make sure to go to the Better Living Center and check out the moonshine. Are you giving out samples or can you do that?
Well, chocolate moonshine. So we can give samples of our little chocolate bars, and it's non-alcoholic. So
here I am thinking.
Yeah,
you know?
We're both thinking. So we can come up there and find you. This is perfect somebody to be on the 30-day non-alcohol challenge and go get that chocolate moonshine.
Absolutely. Debbie, you're always an inspiration. Thank you for joining us from between two dumpsters at the Big Z.
Thank you for having me. I really love talking and chatting with you both. So thank you so much.
And thank you. You're just such a wonderful person. She really is inside and out. DebbieAllenWright.com, DebbieAllenWright.com, and we are out of time. Lisa and Kanoki.
Hey, signing off.
Signing off. Great show. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.